Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:22 British Summer Time. Today is June 1st. Today's been a relatively mixed day. The majority of indices in the ASEAN region put in a pretty solid performance. Taiwan and Korea were a bit of a standout in here today, and the Indian market was also firmer in here. Elsewhere, the Hang Seng was down just a tad, but that was also following a rather impressive performance yesterday. Now, as we moved into the European session, it started off relatively quiet, but with weaker economic data from the USA, the majority of European indices finished down on the day about 1%. Into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down 2.2%, the S&P is about the same, and the Nasdaq just a little bit more than that. The Canadian market's down almost 2%, Mexico is down 1%, Brazil is down almost 2%. In the currency markets, the majority of sovereign bonds had a positive return in here today. U.S. Treasuries, having been relatively weak yesterday, were stronger today by a full point, almost a point and a half. The gilt market was stronger by half a point. The bunds were also pretty steady in here. The U.S. dollar also firmed against the euro and against the pound, somewhat against the Australian dollar. The Swiss franc, in particular, was particularly strong in here today. The US dollar hit another new low against the Swiss franc. It was weaker today by a full cent. That takes it down to under the 85 level, which has been an area of had been an area of potential support. And that can't be welcomed by the Swiss National Bank, but this remains a consistent downtrend. And while the US dollar is somewhat overextended in the short term, that there is no evidence that the dollar's decline against the Swiss franc has ended, and it really would need to take out the it must be 7 or 8 month progression of lower rally highs to suggest that a low of medium term significance has been reached. Against the euro, the dollar has also firmed somewhat, and the other side is that in the commodity markets, the gold market was a tad stronger in here today. It was off its high. The high was at $1,550 and it closed out the day at $1,538. The silver market was also weaker in here today. It was down almost $1.50 at $36.81. The oil market, having been as high as 103 on the West Texas, was down by almost $3, finished down on the day at 99 30 or 83 cents. What I mentioned in last night's audio is that there's this the tug of war where commodity markets and the equity markets were unlikely to continue to rally together, but there was no evidence that that had that they that this short-term condition had ended. Well, there's a little bit of evidence like that in here today. Today's downward dynamics across Wall Street suggest that the period of mean reversion on Wall Street continues. Wall Street has been largely limited to arranging consolidation over the last month, and the short-term 1 month progression of lower rally highs remains intact. Today's downward dynamic countermanded the last 4 days on the upside. So the corrective phase on Wall Street and for much of the European markets remains intact. We continue to see that the ASEAN region, where global growth and investor interest remains focused, are still in positions of relative strength. You have markets such as Korea and Taiwan in particular brushing their highs, and they're unlikely to be able to sustain breakouts in an environment where Wall Street is in a corrective reactionary phase and most likely reverting back to its mean. But the fact that they have held such a position of relative strength does suggest that is they're the markets most likely to be able to sustain upward breaks in once this reversionary process has ended on Wall Street. Oil pulling back by over $2 is good news. It also suggests that oil and risk assets generally remain in a corrective phase, but the Brent crude price would realistically have to get back below $110 to suggest that the medium-term uptrend has been broken. What this continues to look like is a reversionary process, just like we see on stock markets for Wall Street and those European indices. And while today was a relatively weak day and suggests that we're not going to have consecutive days to the upside in the oil price, it really does need to get back below $110 on that Brent crude to begin to calm down investors' nerves. The fact that we have the rally in government bond prices continuing, and it is most of these government bond prices have now rallied enough to break the 6-month progression of lower rally highs. So a medium-term low has been put in for these government bond prices, and that means that they would need significant technical deterioration to countermand potential for them to continue to rally in this environment. When we see that gold has held onto the majority of its advance and is currently and brushed $1,550 in here today, that's quite a high number. And when we have safe havens such as various sovereign bond markets, not just US Treasuries, but also gilts and bunds, showing relative strength, and a safe haven currency such as the Swiss franc moving to a position of relative strength against a whole range of currencies. The Japanese yen was also stronger in here today, although that can't possibly be attracting the same safe haven status as other currencies. Particularly with against the background of the problems, the economic problems that are in Japan. So you have gold, and you have safe haven currencies, and you have classic safe havens such as sovereign bonds, all showing positions of relative strength in an environment where stock markets have really been very steady, and where the majority of the commodity markets have pulled back somewhat more sharply and appear to be in the process of finding support. Silver was knocked back rather sharply in here today, but that was also following what has been an impressive advance over the last week to 10 days. It continues to look like a reversion to the mean and looks to be in a support building phase, having completed most of that. And supporting building phases like that are, by their nature, volatile. And today was a day where we saw a lot of volatility. The agricultural commodity markets were relatively steady. Wheat, which had that Russian news affected yesterday, was weaker, probably one of the weakest. It was down 23 cents, but both corn and soybeans were in positive territory today. Corn was up 11 and soybeans was up 10. And those appear to remain the markets that have the soundest fundamentals supporting them. Today's action suggests that this reversionary process in stock markets has not ended, that at a minimum, the short-term progression of lower rally highs on Wall Street will have to be broken, and that while the oil market remains in a reactionary phase, the consistency of the medium-term uptrend remains intact. And that will remain the case until Brent crude comes below $110, and until it does, that will remain a significant headwind for the global economy. Government bond prices are beginning to price in slower economic growth, and at least part of the reason that we've had this pullback on Wall Street here today is because the unexpectedly weak hiring news in the USA. Supports the view that we're having a period of somewhat slower economic growth. Oil prices have held above the $100 area on the Brent crude price for a relatively significant period of time at this point, and for long enough that to one extent or another, the damage has already been done. And for this is a constant headwind, and until we get oil prices coming back down, that is going to remain a headwind. Although the longer that they stay at these prices, the inflationary pressures that they will on a month over month or year over year basis will deteriorate, but the absolute headwind for economic activity will remain very much in place. So that's an added risk premium for risk assets generally, but stock markets in particular. And stock markets have really been generally quite firm because the global economy has gone through a period of rather impressive growth, and particularly being led by those high population areas in Asia. And that's where inflationary pressures have mounted most. The Chinese stock market has largely been range bound for the last 18 months on the A share market. The smaller cap B share market has outperformed really quite considerably. But they are allowing their currency to appreciate, and monetary policy has tightened up somewhat over the last year and more. They've aimed a range of measures at attempting to control housing prices, with mixed results. And the inflationary pressures that have been mounting in China are proving to be somewhat sticky, which d suggests that the path of monetary policy is probably going to be towards further tightening. The rest of Asia, however, doesn't have that same sticky problem with inflationary pressures, at least not yet. Widening interest rate differentials are still likely to be the order of the day for the majority of Asian currencies, and that Asian dollar index remains on in a consistent medium-term uptrend, and that's where the relative strength in currency markets is. That's where you have the relative strength in stock markets, because that's where you have superior economic performance, which is at least able to keep pace with inflationary pressures that are out there. Whereas it looks increasingly likely that we're going to have a stagflationary type kind of environment in the West, particularly Europe and in the USA. Stock markets have held up, well, hardly surprisingly, but they've held up really quite well in this kind of environment, and that's at least in part because so many of the shares on Wall Street and in some of Europe's core countries are leveraged to global growth rather than domestic growth. And it remains those sectors that show relative strength, and those are the ones that are leveraged to the big investment theme that is likely to dominate for the decade, which is the emergence of the middle class in Asia, particularly in its population centers. So I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.